Is there anything specific that came out of the weekend that's anything specific that's different to any campaign plans that you've had before for the province?
We assembled the provincial executive committee, the alliance, as well as strategic people in the Western Cape that met from Friday till last night, and we have analyzed the Western Cape. We've made an assessment of progress of the ANC, and we can now say that the ANC is ready for 2014. We have seen an increase of the population from 4 million to 5.8 million. So the population increase over the last few years was 28%. That 28% of people must be registered. So the ANC will be going out, and the instruction is to all its branches, all its residents, to go and register the unregistered people. Secondly, we saw an attack from the DA provincial government on poor working class communities, whether they stay in Bokmakiri, whether they stay in Khayelitsha, whether they stay in Guguletu, in Bishop Lavers, in Inova Park, etc. We saw 27 schools that they wanted to close, predominantly schools in the coloured community, and we are saying the voters must not forgive the DA for that. We saw on the affluent community, we saw the DA speaking in four tongues on the issue of Palestine. And this is unacceptable, because I am sitting also as the Deputy Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. We are very concerned about parties in the country that actually has a anti-Palestinian strategy, when they want the voters from the Muslim community, but they are doing everything in their power to not support to the Palestinian cause, and that's unacceptable. It makes it difficult for us at times in international forum, and it's something that we've discussed.
Now,
we also saw fire victims in Khayelitsha. We saw the rural poor, the farm dweller community, and we saw that the provincial government has decided to side with the DA in those cases, and with the farmers. So these are the issues that we've assessed. Membership, we've increased our membership system to 50,000 people, and over the next 3 months, it must increase to 60,000. We identified the volunteer campaign, where 5,000 volunteers must be recruited between now and the end of March, and those volunteers can contribute on different skills. Can either be unemployed graduates, unemployed workers, it can be employed workers, employed graduates, it can be highly skilled people, analysts, researchers, business people. All of them are welcome. And this will be, and we've seen progress, where already we attracted a lot of people, not only ANC members, not only ANC supporters, even DA supporters that came to us and say they want to help with transforming the Western Cape. They want to help with transforming our democracy into a deepening and strengthened democracy. Those are the things that we've discussed.
And so in terms of you just said about the DA standing against the plight of the Palestinians. Now, have you discussed over the weekend how you will try and win over the Muslim vote in Cape Town, or in the Western Cape rather?
Look, I think what we'll do is we'll make sure that we go to every community that we must engage. We must take on the plight as the ANC in the Western Cape, the plight of the Muslim communities in Cape Town, but also abroad.
Yeah.
We saw that the DA has given a lot of the contracts in the workshop, as well as a lot of contracts in Woodstock and Observatory. Historically, it was in the hands of Muslim participants. Now they've given it to people from the Jewish community that we've picked up, and that is not right. We must not divide our people. We must try and unify our people, and therefore it's something that I'm specifically concerned about as the ANC chair, and we will engage the community to see how best we can help empower them.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. If I do have any follow-up questions, do you mind if I give you another call sometime soon?
No problem.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.